As Tori mentioned, my name is Jamie Lennon. I come to you today as a member, but also representing Lutheran Social Services, which is your social ministry here in South Dakota. I have the pleasure of returning to LSS back in October, where I serve as our Vice President of Mission Advancement. But your partnership with LSS is what enables us to do what we do. Starting 106 years ago as an agency providing adoption and counseling to unwed mothers, to growing now to serving folks throughout South Dakota with debt counseling and financial counseling through refugee resettlement, our mentoring program, and countless other ways. We do this because of you and with you. So I want to first of all say thank you. But dear siblings in Christ, the grace and peace are yours this day from the one whose blessings are many and eternal. Amen. Last month on Epiphany Sunday, I picked up a star, just as many of you did. Written on it was a word the Holy Spirit was attempting to speak into my year. The word, my word, two letters, B. Now, I'll be honest with you, that wasn't the word I was hoping for 2026. I was looking for consistent in my routines, my focus, and my habits. But this word, be, has been gently overriding that desire, teaching me that sometimes faith is not about striving, but about letting go, about releasing the pressure to perform and allowing myself to simply be. The word surfaced again this week in the reading of the Beatitudes. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speak the word be into my first sermon of this new year, hearing these blessings with new ears as the be attitudes, not as instructions to achieve holiness, but as Christ's blessing, an affirmation of those gathered here and with Christ, affirmation of who you are. Jesus blesses those gathered simply to be and to be beloved. And as beloved, we are then invited to be that same blessing for others, to be with Christ and to adopt the attitude of Christ toward our neighbors. As I mentioned to the children earlier, there is one beatitude that resonates deeply with me. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Not peacekeepers, but peacemakers. Those that disrupt violence with love, darkness with light, and fear with compassion. Those that look at their neighbor, friend, and stranger, and see sibling, that see God's signature on their heart. Spirit of Joy, I stand before you humbled by the many peacemakers I have the pleasure to name as siblings in Christ that partner with LSS here from this congregation. Those of you who step out in faith like Pastor Paul and Pastor Dana, who embody Christ's shalom through the Warm Welcomes Initiative at LSS Center for New Americans, they stand at the door offering hospitality to neighbors arriving for English as a second language classes. In a time when the doors must remain locked, their presence becomes the open door, a smile, a name remembered, a welcome which lands as a blessing. Peacemakers like Kelly Ballou, Eric Gohl, and Arlene Brandt Jensen, who mentor with Lutheran Social Services to be a consistent presence to the youth in our school community. Let's not forget our fellow sister in Christ and former Spirit of Joy member, Jan Noor, who despite now living in a different state, continues to mentor her senior in high school. Their steady relationship of these mentors speaks peace into their young lives. So many more of you, and I feel like this could turn into an Oscar speech faux pas to miss someone. But there are so many of you I know who have volunteered in our classrooms, at our events, and by our side. You make peace tangible through your presence. Thank you. Returning to Matthew's gospel, Jesus has been teaching, healing, and gathering a following. When he sees the crowds, he goes to the mountain, and then he sits down to teach. He sits down. That detail matters. Jesus models the meekness he will soon proclaim. He does not stand above the people. He sits among them. God comes down to us in Jesus, and Jesus comes down still further, meeting people where they are. A friend of mine once wrote about a theology of floor sitting, what it means to sit among the people, to be gentle in power. She described a moment when the CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, now Global Refuge, sat down on the floor at a convention, not with leaders or policymakers, but with a refugee mother and her children who had arrived that week. The image has never left me. The CEO mirrored Jesus' posture in today's gospel. The people gathered on that mountainside are not the religious elite. They are the broken, the mournful, the poor, the sick, and the meek. And what Jesus offers them is blessing, not a blessing someday, but a blessing now. Jesus does not say, blessed will be those who mourn. He says, blessed are those who mourn. These Beatitudes are not a list of virtues to achieve, but rather a declaration of belonging. Before Jesus speaks about anger or enemies or generosity, he wants the people, he wants you to know who you are and whose you are. You are beloved, you are blessed, you are Christ's own. As Martin Luther understood it, God's spoken word is not information, it is creative power. When God speaks, reality is formed. The Beatitudes do not describe a future hope alone, they create a present truth. And that is good news, Spirit of Joy. At Lutheran Social Services, our vision states that all people will be healthy, safe, and accepted. As I sat at Jesus' feet and let the Beatitudes wash over me and wash their blessing over me this week, I heard Christ's own voice speaking directly into that vision. Healthy, because God desires wholeness, not simply survival. Safe, because God is refuge, not a threat. Accepted, because God's love begins with welcome and not judgment. Of these three, acceptance is the heartbeat of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who know they do not have it all together, those barely staying afloat yet honest about their need. Like the many people that come to Lutheran Social Services, burdened by debt and uncertainty, not met with shame, but with dignity and partnership. Blessed those who mourn, those who do not rush past their grief or pretend that loss doesn't hurt. Like a beloved LSS donor who recently became a widower, he is met not with platitudes, but with compassion and the space to grieve. Blessed are the meek, not the weak, but the gentle, those that hold power without domination. Like faith leaders who gathered at the Capitol this week for Interfaith Day, choosing collaboration over competition. And blessed are the peacemakers, those who refuse to answer violence with violence. Like Teresa Casale, a former refugee who has known unimaginable harm, and yet she chooses to be an instrument of God's justice and peace, founding Teresa's House to care for and educate for hundreds of children in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We often hear it said, and perhaps say ourselves, violence begets violence. But that's only true if we let it. When we choose love instead, we become peacemakers. We become children of God. In all of these blessings, notice what Jesus does not say. He does not say, try harder, do better, fix yourself, and then you can come back. He meets us where we're at. God's kingdom opens not to the impressive, but to the honest. Not to the strong, but to the open-hearted. And then, and only then, comes the invitation to be. Jesus is shaping who we are becoming, not to earn God's love, but because we already live within it. As Luther reminds us, we are freed by Christ's love to be little Christs to our neighbors, to be truthful about our needs, to be honest about our grief, to be gentle with the power we hold, to be merciful, to do justice as peacemakers. These are not performance standards. They are practices of a people that already know they are accepted. They are not sentimental, but they are deeply, deeply countercultural. In the Beatitudes, Christ declares an upside-down world, where the last are first, the meek inherit the earth, and the peacemakers are named children of God. This is the disruption of Emmanuel, God with us. And a spirit of joy, it is your faithful disruption, your living into Christ's love that continues to make this world visible among us. I'm grateful that one of the ways you do this is through your partnership with Lutheran Social Services. And with deep gratitude, I offer this affirmation and blessing. Be real with God, and God will welcome you to God's kingdom. Be true to your grief, and God's love will blanket you in compassion. Be humble and gentle in power, as God is humble and gentle in God's almighty power. Be forever open to the path of righteousness, for God travels this path behind, beside, and ahead of you. Be kind, compassionate, and full of mercy, for God's mercy has already forgiven you all of your sins. Be honorable to your heart, which was created by God's own hand. Be God's shalom in a world that curses God's very name. Be God's justice, not man's vengeance. Be still and know that God is with you. And be glad, for God has prepared a place for you to be all that you are for all of eternity. Amen.